Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I love the impromptu lesson you just gave Jocelyn.
Yes.
I was eavesdropping to the conversation. So intern Jocelyn just came in here, who, by the way, will be graduating in December.
So proud
very
of her.
Proud of her.
Very
That's
proud.
Awesome. So she was in here, and then you had asked her about something she did on the show earlier this morning.
We were asking, what time is Ellen on? Because we want to watch Ellen this afternoon. And so Jocelyn just looks it up really quickly, and she typed on the screen, Ellen's on 3 o'clock on WNBC.
She didn't write WNBC.
She wrote WNBC. She did a quick Google search, and WNBC. And so that's how I keep referring to it as WNBC. Side note, Ellen is on Fox, KVVU, at 3 o'clock. But I kept saying WNBC. And some of you are getting that reference right now, and some of you are not getting that reference.
So every time you would say WNBC, I was laughing.
Yes.
But Jocelyn was like, why? She was like looking around like, I don't even know what you're talking about. So you explained to her where WNBC comes
and
from.
I asked her, I said,
I wonder how many people know right now versus no. Like, can we do just an impromptu, like, five calls says it all, 702-364-9400. Do you know that reference? WNBC. Like, you do it way better.
No, but kudos to Jocelyn. She's like, is that TV show from the TV show that did the turkey drops? And that was the TV show WKRP in Cincinnati.
WKRP.
In Cincinnati. And so she knew that, but that is not where WNBC comes from.
Okay, the calls are starting to come in. Just put yes or no. They get the reference or they don't get the reference. I'm very curious as to how many people are completely confused. Line one is a yes, gets the reference. Line two is a yes, gets the reference. Okay, they're still screening the other ones here. Let's talk to Caitlin really quick. Caitlin, don't give it away yet, but you know exactly what we're talking about.
I do.
Can you say WNBC without saying it that way JC does it?
I haven't said it in years, but no.
WNBC. Everyone else, Bill, is a yes.
Yes,
Terry,
yes, yes.
Is a yes. Thank you for calling, guys. It looks like Michael
yes.
knows exactly what
Let's
it is.
Let's get Michael's version to do it real fast.
Okay. Hey, Michael, can you do it like JC?
Yes.
Say it. Do it.
WNBC.
Yes.
Every line is a yes. Yes that's calling in right now. Okay, awesome. Thanks, Michael. So tell everyone who doesn't know what it is.
Well, WNBC is from the movie Private Parts about Howard Stern and his rise in radio when he was on WNBC. And he would say WNBC, and his boss pulled him into his office and said, you're saying it wrong. You have to say it WNBC. And Howard's like, that's how I'm saying it. And he's like, no, WNBC. So it was Howard's boss teaching him how to say the call letters properly. So every time you say, now WNBC, you have to say it like they did in Private Parts, WNBC.
That's a thing like in radio, like just, you know, a little behind the curtain kind of stuff for you guys. The people on the air, their boss is called the program director. Mm. And he's the kind, or she is the person that, you know, tries to coach the day parts, helps with the promotions ideas, selects the music. That's kind of the boss. And so your program director that's telling you this is how you got to say the call letters, then it's like, okay. And I wasn't in radio when I saw Private Parts.
Uh-huh.
But I remember seeing it and being so intrigued by it. Like, I'm wondering if that's what it's really like. And program directors, some can be that way. We've had some good ones and we've had some bad ones. But just the whole saying, the call letters or the name of the station, like our boss, he gets on us. Especially, I think he gets on you more than me. But if I call this radio station Mix instead of Mix 94.1, he's like, we're Mix 94.1, not Mix. We're Mix 94.1, not Mix. Like every time if I just say Mix, he gets on me. And I'm just like, oh, okay, sorry about that. So that's my WNBC. It's Mix 94.1.
And just for the record, Jocelyn did not know the movie Private Parts.
No.
She did not see it. And we have a homework assignment is to go watch Private Parts because there's some dirty, foul parts in that movie. But as far as like working in radio, it's very interesting and also inspiring to see Howard's rise in radio. But the question that is there a movie for every profession? Like for radio, our movie is Private Parts.
It is.
That's like there's a couple other radio movies, but to me, Private Parts is that's our movie.
Because that's real. That's how it
yes.
is. I mean, it's based off of Howard Stern's life. I mean, it's his story, and it's just been the most true to life depiction of a radio station that I've ever seen on a TV show or a movie, and that's because it's all true.
Like, do all bartenders watch the movie Cocktail? Is that like their inspiration? Like, man, if I need some inspiration, I'll watch Private Parts or something. If you're a bartender, you're like, you know what, man, I'm not feeling it tonight. Let me catch some Cocktail and get me in the mood.
What about let's pick a what's your profession's movie? The movie that everyone in your profession watches. 702-364-9400. If you're a doctor, what's your movie?
Oh, there's probably so many to choose from. What's the doctor movie? Patch Adams. Wasn't that Robin Williams? Wasn't he a doctor?
Patch Adams. Oh my gosh. Are you kidding me?
What's your doctor movie then?
I wasn't thinking of a movie. I was thinking of Grey's Anatomy, the TV show, maybe. I don't know. If you're a baker, what's your movie? There's got to be a movie for bakers.
Yes, there is.
What?
Wasn't there a movie about they worked in a food truck? It was all about eating, and they would eat and eat and eat. Oh, it was an artsy movie that came out just a couple years ago, and it was like a kind of a serious comedy fun movie.
Oh, they would eat and eat and eat.
They loved to eat, and they had food trucks. I think
they were just bakers.
Yeah, they worked in kitchens.
Oh, so they were chefs. Chefs and bakers are different.
I know, but I think there was a baker.
Oh,
in that.
Is it the one with Bradley Cooper where he's like a really like intense
and Jennifer
chef?
Lawrence? I forget. There's got to be one.
My T. Quinn just tweeted us, says, I'm a former music teacher. Can you guess what his movie is?
The Jack Black School of Rock?
No, Mr. Holland's Opus.
Oh,
remember?
Yes.
That was a great movie. I totally forgot about that one. Let's talk to Jamie. Jamie, what's your profession's movie?
Broadcast news.
Oh, so you work in the news industry?
Mm-hmm. Oh. I work at KSNB.
Oh, we love you guys. Yes. We tell the Wagners we said hi, and Crystal and
well,
Ree.
I'm walking in right now, so I'll tell them.
Okay, like if you're still on the phone when they're there, put them on the phone.
Give Dana a high five for me. And just say it's from JC.
No, actually, give him the middle finger. That's from JC. They do. They have this thing. They do that to each other.
We
it's
do,
so
and
weird.
It's, yeah, if let me tell backstory, because you'd be like, what?
Yeah.
I always see Dana at Albertsons, and every time I see him, we're talking and he'll scratch his face, but he's scratching his face with his middle finger. And he said he's not doing it by design, but I swear I'm like, Wagner.
But you make him itch. That's what's funny. He's always scratching. Thanks for calling, Jamie. It's great to talk to you. Let's talk to Sandy. Sandy, do you know the chef movie?
Yes, it's called Julia.
Oh, with Julia Child?
Yes. Because as a chef here on the strip as a woman, they look at you as a woman, not as a partner. And so she had to compete against a lot of French men.
Oh, I see.
So when I am feeling like I will watch that movie and feel like, okay.
And it motivates you. I love it. I'm sorry if I seem a little distracted because I'm looking at line 8.
Let's go with
it. Is that for real, Luna? Is that person really on the phone?
I'm trying to decipher.
I think it's real. Let's go for it.
Did anybody plan on this?
No.
No.
Let's go for it.
Okay. It says that we have Las Vegas' own and Washington Nationals superstar Bryce Harper on the phone. Bryce?
What's up, guys?
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me? What is happening? How are you?
Good. How are you? I wanted to get on the conversation because, I mean, my profession for a movie has got to be major league.
Yes.
I'm hyperventilating.
me too.
You're listening this morning and you're calling in on a topic. Oh my gosh.
This is nuts. Awesome.
First of all, you need to have our hotline number so you can, call the hotline and not call the regular request line. And second of all, how are you?
I'm good.
I'm so sorry about those playoffs, man. We were rooting for you. We really were.
Yeah, it happens. It's part of the game.
Are you back in town now?
I don't know if I should answer that.
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe you are listening live or you're listening online.
Online. Hey, wait, you're going with Major League instead of, like, Field of Dreams?
Yeah.
Well, Field of Dreams isn't, like, my I mean, it is, but, I mean, I feel like Major League is more, you know,
the players.
The players, yes.
When we walk into the clubhouse, I mean, there's one guy that looks like Serrano, or he is Serrano. There's another guy, you know, that's the wild thing, and Jake Taylor, the old guy.
Well, what about Angels in the outfield? That was a good baseball.
I wish we had some Angels. We needed those Angels in the playoffs.
Or wait, another one was Rookie of the Year. Did you ever see that one?
Yeah, but, I mean, that's...
As a kid.
The guy's like 12 years old.
Well, you were young.
Yeah.
Not that young.
Bryce, did you see Private Parts?
What?
Have you seen Howard Stern's Private Parts, the movie?
No, I haven't.
That's our radio movie.
Yes.
I have to ask you, Bryce, did you hear about the morning show from DC, the Tommy Show? They've been trying to bribe us to get you to call into their show. They're trying to hold Jake Tapper for ransom, and we wouldn't give. We wouldn't budge.
Yeah, they're probably really mad at me right now for calling into you guys' show.
That's all right.
Well, listen, yeah, they wanted to trade Bryce Harper for Jake Tapper, and we're like, listen, you need to give us more on the table than Jake Tapper for Bryce Harper.
I know.
Come on now.
I mean,
that's
Jake
not going to work on the waiver rider.
Oh, my gosh. Bryce, will you come in and visit us sometime when you get a chance?
Yes, I'll come in and say hi.
Oh, my God.
No, you have to be Mercedes' Christmas present again.
Every year.
It's a tradition.
Oh, Bryce, you're the best.
That's the coolest thing ever.
I'm going to get you a Christmas present this year, Bryce. I'm gonna try to track down your wife and find out what you really, really, really want for Christmas, and I'll get you the second best thing because the wife has to get you.
That's going to be a little weird when you go in and tap on her shoulder and go, hi, I'm Mercedes. Doing really well.
She's going to be like, my movie is Stalker.
That's so awesome.
Bryce. You're the best. Thank you so much for calling in this morning.
Thanks, guys.
All right. See you, man.
Oh, my gosh. Did that just happen?
That's the coolest thing ever.
I love him. He is such a cool guy. Like, seriously, think of all the famous people you know. Who would do something like that? Like, that's why he's the best.
He's listening. He's like, man, I got a profession. A movie for my profession.
Major League.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.